Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and I want to dive right into the new sunscreen rules and regulations that are coming out and that may impact us all. We are familiar with sunscreen. Of course, we love it. 90% of your skin aging comes from the sun. Sun damage. We have UVA rays, which cause aging changes, UVB rays, which cause bad changes like skin cancer transformations, and we also have infrared light. We need to protect ourselves from the sun in order to have beautiful skin and safe skin. Sunscreens traditionally have been very chemical-based, and you definitely are going to have some changes coming up in sunscreen packages this year. Many of our sunscreens that are on the market have ingredients like oxinates, and you might have heard of those long names on the back of the bottles that are mostly chemical-based. Sometimes you'll see mineral-based names such as zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, but sometimes those can be chalkier. So some chemical sunscreens are beneficial because they're less chalky, they soak right in, but there are concerns about them. This year, the CARES Act was passed, was approved in September of 2021. That did three main things. And the CARES Act is actually a Coronavirus Health Aid Resources Act to provide more funding for coronavirus situations. And somehow sunscreen got lumped into this CARES Act. But the first thing it did is it deemed that the current chemical U.S. sunscreen filters are safe until further notice. And that matters because it's safe. It's generally accepted as safe. It's used widely in the community. We don't need to freak out about it. So if you're using any kind of sunscreen, they are generally accepted as safe if they're sold over the counter. However, certain studies have shown that chemical sunscreens can have active metabolites that show up in your blood and urine, and we definitely simply need more studies to show if these are actually fully safe or if this systemic exposure to a skincare topical sunscreen getting into your blood and into your urine means something. It obviously travels through your system if it's found in those products of blood and urine. And so I think that the jury is still out on chemical-based sunscreens. However, the government and the FDA are telling us they are generally accepted as safe and there's no need for a freak out. And that's probably true since we've been using them for 20 years. Some of these chemical sunscreens, however, have concerns environmentally in terms of killing coral reefs, and some have concerns in terms of like being given to children and having exposure long-term for children. The next thing the CARES Act did is it allowed for marketing of sunscreens that are SPF 100 or plus. Usually, if it's over SPF 60, most skincare professionals feel like that's false sense of excess protection. Like you typically are not going to have SPF 100 be as effective as you think, and it does efficacy doesn't improve that much once you get past SPF 60. So it's important that SPF 100 might give you a false sense of security, and think about it in terms of you might get greater protection from getting burned, but it could be doing nothing more than an SPF 30 in terms of UVA rays, which can age and damage the skin. And finally, the third thing that the CARES Act did is it really gave American sunscreen manufacturers the ability to start working with international and outside of the United States companies with new sunscreen actives that can come into the U.S. in a much easier fashion. So a whole bunch of international sunscreen filters have been used in other countries that we don't have access to here. And we're really excited that the CARES Act will hopefully open the door for some of those to come into the United States. The sunscreen ingredients in the U.S. are considered over-the-counter drugs, and they are regulated by the FDA, and they can tell us what can and can't be in these formulas. So the FDA, since they do regulate all this, is going to review additional new ingredients that come into the United States from externally and to look at products that are currently on the market and to kind of sway the production of the current sunscreens towards more mineral-based sunscreens. And that's personally my preference. I think mineral sunscreens are the best. They are a physical block. They are zinc oxide, titanium dioxide. When they place that on the skin, the light and UV rays literally hit bounce off and refract. And that is the best. We don't really want to have a chemical placed on the skin that absorbs into the skin, gets into the bloodstream and the urine, and protects us as the UV is going through us. So I think we do need some innovation from overseas with new additives to these sunscreens. We definitely need to have more of a focus on mineral-based sunscreen. We definitely need to use sunscreens that don't damage the coral reefs as much. And I think the broad spectrum of the mineral sunscreens is excellent. I think that we're going to see some new formulations and new streamlined formulas that have better additives that are less likely to give us acne, less likely to be irritating, less chalky, more cosmetically elegant. So I'm really excited about what this CARES Act is going to do to morph the sunscreen market. Temporarily, it's going to cause certain shortages and backups of what products and ingredients are used to build sunscreens. So that's going to be a little bit difficult for certain consumers. But hopefully this summer you'll keep using your current sunscreens, and next September, next June, we'll have new sunscreens on the market and available for over-the-counter use. And over-the-counter processing is going to be much easier for companies to get new products added and new monographs made for their products and new things on the actual shelf. I think there's a huge focus to being organic. I think there's a huge focus to more plant-based ingredients. And I want everyone to try a mineral sunscreen because I think that they are the best. And I actually think that for melasma patients, you'll have less melasma production if you have less light energy and UV penetrating the skin with absorption into the skin. The chemical is there in the sunscreen to protect you, but it does not make sense to me to let UV rays hit the skin, enter the skin, and then interact with the chemical, and then have their free radicals deactivated. So I prefer reflective zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. You can find that in my amazing Ultimate SPF 50 in our sheer clear sunscreen and powder duster brush. Love all of those, and I recommend everybody have a powder duster brush in their car. It is so important. That's where I think we get so much of our sun exposure when we're driving. But everybody, take care of your skin. June is upon us. Summer is here. And these are the months where aging builds up. This is the damage you're creating that's going to be seen 20 years from now. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find the most amazing tinted mineral SPF 50. It's Ultimate and pure mineral, the highest concentration of zinc and titanium dioxide available. I love it. And the clear sheer is so good for mask season too. That's it for now, guys. Stay protected and stay beautiful.